significance of observing the Day of the Seafarer is to draw attention to the general public of a group of workers which are important in everybody's daily life, but which are not often recognized or understood. They're kind of unseen heroes of the global economy, because ships and shipping transport something like 80 to 90% of world trade. This is including things like fuel and foodstuff, commodities, raw materials and finished products, and we need seafarers to carry out that work. But most of the time, people are not aware of seafarers and don't understand the work they do and how much we rely on them.
Given the importance of their work, why do you think people are not aware of their importance?
Well, I think there's a couple of factors that feed into that. First of all, years ago, ships used to come into the heart of the major cities of the world because the ports and the docks were right in the major cities and people would see them as part of their everyday life. But the way things have happened now, with ships getting bigger, specialist port facilities are not really in the city centres, and so the ships go around the world calling at these big port facilities and they're really invisible to most of the people most of the time. So young people don't grow up with an awareness of shipping and an awareness of seafaring in their lives. It's just the way that the industry has changed. And I think there's also a perception that seafaring is perhaps a lonely job. You're away from your family and your friends for a long time, which is true. But on the other hand, now ships have internet access, and with things like Skype and with email and so on, there's really a lot of contact now between ships' crews and their families at home. So I think there's an education job that we need to do. We need to try to educate younger people into understanding that seafaring really is a viable career choice for them.
Talking about the need to educate young people about this work as seafarers, are young people actually interested in this career, from what you know?
We want to try and make them more interested, and we're trying to reach out to them through maritime ambassadors. We are appointing from IMO a series of maritime ambassadors in different countries, which we hope will spread the word about seafaring as a career through schools and through educational establishments, universities and so on. We want to try to stress how the ship is a modern and technically advanced workplace, how it's a good place to go if you're interested in working in science and technology. It's a modern, it's a clean, it's a highly advanced technical workplace. And we want to try and bring those sorts of messages to people through our Day of the Seafarer campaign and through our maritime ambassadors that we're appointing in conjunction with the campaign.
And apart from appointing these maritime ambassadors, what more can be done to encourage young people to be more interested in careers at sea?
We're trying to encourage people through our Day of the Seafarer campaign this year to highlight the benefits that they've got from their own career at sea. So we're using people's own personal experience to try to spread the word to others through social media. There are a number of ways that they can do that. We've created, for example, a short film about the seafaring life and a career at sea, and people can come onto our website, they can look at it, and then they can retweet the link to it to their own followers. We've created a picture wall, which we're asking seafarers to post photographs of the things that make their life at sea so special. So we've got pictures there of seafarers in training, of beautiful views of sunsets. We've got pictures of seafarers with their friends, seafarers at work. And again, that's on our website. So we're asking seafarers to talk about, through visual means, their own life at sea and their own career at sea. We have a message from the UN Secretary General and a message from our own Secretary General stressing the importance and the fulfillment that can be got from a career at sea. And we're spreading the word through social media, and we're asking the maritime profession to spread that word as well.
Do you expect to get more young people to choose careers at sea?
Yes, I'm confident that more people will choose careers at sea. I think our campaign can be part of that. Clearly, it's not going to be enough just to have one special day and to have one campaign. It needs more than that. The fact is that it's not just the industry of shipping that needs new people. It's the whole world that needs new people because, as I said earlier, we rely on shipping to deliver the fuel and the food and the commodities that we all need in our everyday lives. So it's not just shipping that needs new seafarers. It's all of us that need new seafarers.